Players ready? Play. It's the Friday, the 28th of June, 15th seed here. I'm in London. The draw for Wimbledon has been announced. Wimbledon is such a special place. It's steeped in history and tradition. It just has an aura like no other tournament or location. And it's quite amazing. You can feel it when you walk through the gates. It's the last of the Grand Slams to still be played on grass. Somewhat unusual surface in this day and age. I mean, it seems almost silly, doesn't it, that we play on the grass for 3 or 4 weeks of the season only, and yet we have a most prestigious tournament played on grass. The All England Club have run it since 1977, and you really feel that. So you sort of feel in other places where you go that the tournament organisers are grateful for any player who comes and supports their tournament. Here you feel like it's a privilege for you to play on these wonderful courts. All the talk here is Novak Djokovic and Andy Murray. Both have had recent surgeries. If they were ordinary men, they just wouldn't be playing. But they're extraordinary. And Andy Murray, his assist moved from his back, I think. I'm not quite sure on the specifics of the surgery, but he's quite doubtful. And it'd be such a shame for a Brit not to be able to have a farewell tournament at Wimbledon. So I'm sure they'll be desperate to give him all the time he needs to get himself onto the court and play, but I'm not quite sure whether he'll get to play in the singles or the doubles, and shame it's his last Wimbledon. Novak has had an operation on a torn meniscus in his right knee. Had his operation on the 5th of June, and here we are on the 28th of June, and he insists that he'll play, and who can doubt him? If Novak puts his mind to something, it'll happen. And someone actually asked him in a press conference, why are you doing this to yourself? And he just came back with, it's my desire to compete. I want to be out there. I love the game. I love competition. So I suppose it's a good enough reason. And be interested to see how he goes, though. The fitness, I mean, these are five-set matches. Grass is an unforgiving surface in terms of sliding and changing direction, pretty hard on your knees. And he won't have matches under his belt, so we'll just have to see. But the pundits are all saying that it's Alcaraz, Sinner and Novak Djokovic as the top three favourites, and it's pretty hard to argue with that. Fifteenth seed here at Wimbledon. The draw is out, and when the draw comes out, I look at two things mainly. First of all, my own draw, naturally, as all players do. I can tell you now, players don't just look at their first round match, despite what they might say in press conferences, because they don't want to be disrespectful for players that they might have to play, but you look ahead. The other thing I look at is how the top three players are dispersed amongst the draw, and this year, this tournament again, Carlos Alcaraz and Jannik Sinner are in the same half, Djokovic in the other. For mine, Alcaraz, Sinner, then Djokovic and Fritz are probably my main picks, other than myself, of course. That aside, I really find it hard to see a winner outside Alcaraz, Sinner, Djokovic and Fritz, so we'll have to wait and see what happens. For myself, Seungwoo Kwon of South Korea. Seungwoo has just come back from a shoulder injury. He'd previously been around 50 in the world. It seems of late I seem to be playing all the players coming back from injury. I think it must be, look, we'll give you a protected ranking. You can have 9 months off, but when you come back, you have to play the 15th seed. But anyway, that's how it seems. So I don't know where he's at the moment, so we'll have to wait and see. If I was to get over Sunwoo, Edward, the likely Thiago Sabathwaild, the Brazilian who much prefers clay, although he's pretty good on hard courts as well. Not sure he's as suited on the grass. If I was to be able to get through a couple of rounds, then Karen Khachanov would be there, and the big Russian, big serve, big ground shots. He would be very dangerous. And the main seed, of course, in my quarter is Novak Djokovic, and coming back from injury, but I still have him as one of the favourites for the tournament. I don't know why, but I'm fascinated by the qualifiers. I think I just enjoy tennis. I really respect people who have to front up and just battle to get into the draw and to see what it means to them when they can make it. If someone, you know, who's been playing challenges is able to gain entry to a Grand Slam event, it could be season or career changing for them. And there was a particular match that I was struck by, which was between Australian Alex Bolt and a Swiss player, Leandro Raidi. And I don't know much about either of them. I'm aware that Bolt's the other side of 30 and has suffered a lot of injuries and has had some good wins in, you know, Grand Slams in the past, but has had a very tough run in terms of being able to keep the body fit and on the court. But what I do know is that Leandro won the first two sets, 7-6, 6-2. Bolt then won the next, 7-6, 7-5. And I think probably Leandro was thinking at two sets and a tiebreaker up, and a tiebreaker, that he was a big chance, but lost the tiebreaker, then lost his serve late in the fourth set. Came down to the last set. Of course, they've been on the court for many hours, and it's going to be joy for one and heartbreak for the other. In this case, it was joy for Alex Bolt, who won the last set 6-4, goes into the main draw. And as I say, you really feel for those guys, and I hope that Leandro might still perhaps make the draw as a lucky loser, but we'll just have to wait and see. But well done to Alex Bolt. Looking forward to Wimbledon starting. You know, the thing that fascinates me is the London crowds that will queue for hours to come and watch tennis, and we really love them as spectators. They're, you know, when you talk about being terribly English, I think it's encapsulated in the fact that they are such fair supporters. They love the game of tennis, but they're very sporting and fair-minded, and will actually watch a match and be supporting both sides. The grass courts just look amazing, immaculate condition. They don't let people plan them before the tournament starts. And I, for one, can't wait to see how it goes. So looking forward to it immensely. I've you know, been able to practice pretty assiduously over the last week. Got lots of good practice matches where, you know, they actually were practice matches. They were simulating a competition. Made sure that my opponent felt the same way, and I actually do feel that I'm ready to go. I've probably been favoured with the draw with Sunwoo Kwon coming back from injury and having to play on the grass. So until I play Sunwoo, thank you, ball people. Thank you, Hawkeye.